Random House Audio presents The Interpretation of Murder by Jed Rubenfeld. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. In 1909, Sigmund Freud, accompanied by his then disciple Carl Jung, made his one and only visit to the United States to deliver a series of lectures on psychoanalysis at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. The honorary doctoral degree that Clark awarded him was the first public recognition Freud had ever received for his work. Despite the great success of this visit, Freud always spoke, in later years, as if some trauma had befallen him in the United States. He called Americans savages and blamed his sojourn there for physical ailments that afflicted him well before 1909. Freud's biographers have long puzzled over this mystery, speculating whether some unknown event in America could have led to his otherwise inexplicable reaction. Part 1. Chapter 1. There is no mystery to happiness. Unhappy men are all alike. Some wound they suffered long ago, some wish denied, some blow to pride, some kindling spark of love put out by scorn, or worse, indifference, cleaves to them, or they to it, and so they live each day within a shroud of yesterdays. The happy man does not look back. He doesn't look ahead. He lives in the present. But there's the rub. The present can never deliver one thing, meaning. The ways of happiness and meaning are not the same.